Sean Sewell with Gearmet Podcast, coming from Jones Pass here in Colorado. This is a place we come to shoot a lot of gear review videos, as well as to camp and recreate year round. And so I figured I should shoot another video here. I'll make this a quick podcast. We're going to cap you up on our meetings at the OMA, the Big Outdoor Market Alliance, 2 weeks ago. We had 60 plus meetings with all the brands you can think of. We had 9 Gearmet riders there covering it. Most of them we had video interviews on, and those are up on our YouTube channel now. So if you want to check those out, I would suggest perusing your favorite brands on there and see what's coming out for later this year in the fall and even potentially spring of next year. We had a lot of fun at the show. Went there with Devin Dowd and Clay Farnsley, Will and Kai Rickards, Steven Starks, Ryan Humphreys, Michael Clemente, and myself. And, you know, people are always asking, what was your favorite piece of gear from the show? Well, there's a lot of cool gear, but my favorite thing about the show was watching the Gearmet teammates work together and adapt to the situations, and really cool watching them go from behind the camera or just kind of like helping the interview process to having the courage to go on camera and mic up and interview these companies. It was really rewarding and satisfying seeing my friends, my teammates step into a new element. So that was my favorite part of the show. And then, you know what? A lot of people actually came up and mentioned that, you know, the people who put the show on came up and are like, how did your team, like, how did you practice for this? Like, you guys have good chemistry. It's very obvious you guys love working together. And that gives me the goosebumps. That makes me very, very happy. But what probably interests you even more is who we met with and what gear's coming out. A lot of cool companies we met with. Off the top of my head, Mammut, Montane, Mountain Equipment, Eagle Peak, Osprey, Deuter. I have a backpack from Deuter. I'm testing out the J Peak as a camera backpack. Just show the video for that. Osprey handed us this, the Solodyn 42-liter backcountry and split boarding backpack. It's freaking awesome. A lot of stuff. You're going to see a lot of reviews from myself, from Clay, from Devin, from Will, from Michael Clemente, from Ryan Humphreys, from all the colleagues that were there. They got hooked up. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff that would be coming out. And we will have, of course, probably the first video and the first reviews on them, just because that's how it works. We have a really sweet position where we get to be directly working with these companies and testing stuff out. Ortovox was really generous and met with Greg, one of the engineers of the Ortovox. We actually stopped by his house in person, met his wife, his partner, met his deer in his yard, a lot of deer, and he gave us our beacon park. We threw a beacon bash in Santa Fe this last weekend, and it was a huge success. It was so fun. My colleague, Wade Lancaster, fellow founder of the Beacon Bash and a fellow Gearmet rider, and his daughter, Peyton, drove. We caravaned 2 different vehicles because we had so much stuff. Caravaned from Denver, Colorado, through Salida, got the Ortovox set up, which I'll put a little video in here. It's basically radios that talk to a control unit that a person would have, and they can control when the radio goes off so the person can use their beacon to search and practice their skills without knowing where the beacons are buried. It's really cool. And they lent us that, and they also gave us next year's beacon to test out. So stay tuned on a review on that. The beacon's really cool. It talks to you, lets you know what to do next. Because I don't know if you've ever practiced with a beacon. It can be somewhat intuitive if you practice and practice and practice. But when you have to deploy the beacon in a situation, adrenaline's flowing, things are crazy, it's nice to have a coach literally in your palm of your hand, coaching you what the next steps are. Keep your wits about you. So we'll have a review on that. We also have an interview with Black Diamond. There's a new Peeps beacon coming out with an additional antenna that pops out for search mode, and it has crazy range. So we'll have a video up on that here soon, as well as some clothing they're going to be sending over. I think no coefficient hoodie possibly. So that was cool. The Beacon Bash. Let me back to that, because that's really important to me and to a lot of the people who attended, and to Wade and his daughter. So we drive down to Santa Fe, ski Santa Fe. The patrollers were so nice. They gave us an area to camp in. So we camped and we had a nice bonfire. Our colleague, Chase Grohl, the right-hand man at Adventure Splitboards in Silverton, Colorado, drove down and met us. Had a nice time swapping stories around a campfire at the base of a ski mountain. And then Chase, he's such a great guy, handed me a 2025 Adventure Storm to test out. And about burst into tears. I'll be totally honest with you. The very first split board, high-end split board that I had that allowed me to get back into areas here in Jones Pass that really solidified my love for split boarding was a Venture Storm 162. So that was the tool that helped me figure out that split boarding is extremely important to me. And then I went on and wrote the book on split boarding. Then we started a Facebook group with 17,000 people in it. And now I get to help test split boards for Venture and for other companies a year before it comes out. It's, I have to pinch myself every opportunity that pops up like that. And very grateful for all that. The opportunities and the people. Chase is among one of the better people out there. So we had a great time hanging out with Chase and Peyton and testing out some gear for Thermaresta. They sent over this honcho poncho. It's kind of goofy looking at first. It's just a poncho, 650 down fill, and I think 20 ounces of it. It's just a poncho filled down, water resistant down at that. And Peyton, poor thing, she's 9 years old, sitting in a camp chair at like 9 o'clock at night when we finally rolled in the camp. It's 20 degrees out. She's, you know, cold. That's cold for a little kiddo. So I put the Thermarest honcho poncho on her and got her some mac and cheese and got her warmed up and all that. So yeah. It's fun when gear comes in and the epiphany happens, like, oh, that thing is perfect for right now for this person. And that's how we test gear. That's the secret sauce. Really needing to use the gear and finding out why it's so useful and then sharing that with you. All right. So Friday night, we're at camp. Just got handed a split board. We're having some adult bevvies. Peyton, the 9-year-old's got hot mac and cheese. She got a nice jacket on. We're all toasty and warm. We get a rough battle plan for the morning. The battle plan is this: show up at 6 a.m., bury the Ortovox beacons that I mentioned earlier, bury them in the snow as far away from electrical interference as possible. Everything messes with beacons. Your cell phone, the metal on a candy bar wrapper, other radio, other action cameras, anything that creates a frequency can interfere with the beacon. So we put it on the other side of the base parking lot in the woods, easy access, but out there. And that was our beacon park for the day. And then we show up to Ski Santa Fe. And when you know, usually people who recreate in the mountains are really nice people. Up here in Colorado, we meet some of the nicest people, but also at ski resorts, sometimes you meet some entitled people. And there was none of that here. These people were salt of the earth, super kind people. And people just came up to us and offered to help carry gear. We have a lot of gear. We had three pop-up tents, like the kinds that you see at a farmer's market or a craft fair, those kind of tents, one for the Beacon Bash, one for Weston, and one for Venture. And waits to weight the tents down, because every time, no matter how much we weight the tents down, a gust of wind comes and blows over or blows away at least one of the tents. And that only happened once to us on that Saturday. That's with 200 pounds of weight on the tent. But anyways, a lot of gear to carry up a hill to set up, and people chipped in. It was great. And then they bought us breakfast. I had forgotten to eat on the way down. I didn't eat at all Friday. I'm just go. Let's get there, a setup. It's a nice ski patroller. Justin bought me some breakfast, which was very nice. And then people coming through were just really grateful that we were there. They were really grateful for the Beacon Park. They were really excited to meet the Taos Avalanche Rescue Dogs, who was the group we were raising money for, raised a few thousand dollars for them. Oh, we love dogs. Obviously, that comes through in the videos. My dog Chloe's passed out in the back seat right now because she's playing in the snow while we're doing the videos. But yeah, Finn and Izzy were there, rescue dogs. And we devised a way to entertain the crowd. We buried the 2 9-year-old girls safely in the snow and then had Izzy and Finn go dig them out and rescue them. It was pretty entertaining. And they got to showcase what the dogs do. About $40,000 worth of training goes into each dog. And it shows. Dogs are incredible. And people who train dogs to do these kind of, you know, good Samaritan efforts is really incredible to see. Service dogs are amazing. So the dogs are there. Kids with the 2 9-year-old girls, I put them on the microphone to sell raffle tickets, and they were so cute. They had so much energy. I was like, let's just put the energy to use. And they get on the microphone, raffle tickets, get your raffle tickets, raise money for rescue dogs. It was super cute. Raised a lot of money. We had a lot of things to raffle off too. Weston donated a pair of skis and a split board. Arbor donated a split board and skins. Scarpa donated a gift certificate for up to $1,000 for a pair of ski boots. Venture handmade a split board to donate in the raffle. Fritz Speary donated books. a bunch of smaller stuff from Ortovox and from us from Beacon Bash. We made a bunch of koozies and stickers. I accidentally placed an order for hologram stickers, like sparkly ones. And I was like, oh, dang it. Nobody's going to want these. Everybody wanted the sparkly stickers, men and women and kids. It was sparkle stickers. Want a sparkle sticker for the Beacon Bash? I'll send you one. So we had a great time Saturday. Raised a lot of money. Met a lot of really good people. Really, really good people. And then Saturday night, we were like, we're in New Mexico. We're in Santa Fe. Let's get some authentic New Mexican food. This is when I found out how much of a sissy I am. They call me mild salsa for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. But when in Rome, I'm willing to try anything, right? So we show up to a restaurant, really nice restaurant, order some Mexican food or New Mexican food. And everybody around the table says, hold on, I'll take it Christmas tree style. It's like Christmas tree, red and green. I'm like, all right, I could do red and green, whatever that is. So my food comes out. I take a bite. And I thought I was going to die. It was so flipping hot. Everybody's laughing at me. They're eating their hot food, but they're sweating and like whirling and crying. I don't know why people like spicy food. Anytime your pain receptors go off, it's usually like an indicator you shouldn't be doing something. But people are the only animals I know of that train themselves to enjoy hot food, not spicy food. So I gave my food to somebody else, and the waiter comes by. I was like, can I order some kids' tacos, just mild, no salsa, just beef and cheese and onion? And it was delicious. It was delicious. I was so excited after the bash that didn't sleep. Also, it was the first ever International Go Splitboard Day, March 2nd, last Saturday. So not only is it a splitboard day, a holiday that my friend Dan Ventura and the Spark R&D crew decided to start, and we're in full support of. It was fun when I finally did get cell service. I've seen all the posts from people going in splitboarding. And I was like, I put up a post for Go Splitboard Day. We held a non-profit demo of splitboards and beacon skills and gave away splitboards. Like, it's the most on brand Go Splitboard Day thing ever, I think. So I was pretty proud of that. Sunday morning, we wake up and we walk into the town center, and I was trying to track down some earrings for my wife, Hot Dog. It's her birthday in 2 weeks, and there's nobody around. Nobody around. It was Sunday morning, of course, at 9 a.m., so I think it really starts getting going around 10 or 11. But I found this really interesting church in the middle of town center, and there was like a mysterious phenomenon regarding their staircase. Apparently, when the church was built, the second story had perhaps a library or something they wanted access to, and it wasn't designed correctly, so they could only access it with like a shaky ladder. And they like to go on steps because they want to get stuff down. And they prayed on it for 8 or 9 days. And on the ninth day, maybe a person shows up with a donkey and a toolkit and built a 360 spiral staircase that defies gravity. It's like physically impossible to do what he did. It's like in the 1860s or something, and it's still standing. So I thought that was pretty amazing. Santa Fe's got a lot of unique stuff like that around it, a lot of good mojo. What we're working on testing, I'm going to blow your mind real quick. Arc'teryx. We reviewed the Beta AR last year. This year, we're doing the Beta Lightweight with the new EPE membrane, this guy right here. So not only did review on this, but did comparison to the Beta AR with the Gore-Tex Pro Shell, most durable, so you can see the differences on that. I showed you earlier the Solidin Backcountry backpack, got the Deuter JPEG camera backpack in there. And then the next project I'm working on is we're going to do some like Mr. Wizard level science video. We're going to compare Gore-Tex to another waterproof breathable technology called H-Dry. And we're going to cut open gloves and try and study how the membranes work and how they look like. And I've been testing them side by side in the snow and in bodies of water and stuff. And they're both waterproof and both breathable, but I want to see how they work, and I want to show you how they work. So that'll be upcoming soon. And then, there's so many videos we have queued up. Clay and Devin have been crushing it. Ryan Humphreys has a few videos coming up. I think we'll have a video every day for next indefinite amount of time. We have that much content. And I hope that the daily at noon mountain time is good for all of you. If there's another time that would be better for a lot of you, let me know. Put that in the comments below, and I'm happy to change it. I don't want to distract you guys from work, but I figured noon, if taking a lunch break, it might be kind of neat to spend 5 minutes learning about a new, black diamond tent or a new, Gore-Tex technology or so whatever we're working on. And speaking of work, some hard work. This weekend, we're hosting a Strong First seminar, 3 of them, at our gym, Existence Athletics, here in Denver, Colorado. It'll be Saturday morning, it'll be kettlebell 201, and then the afternoon will be barbell 301, preparing for you or anybody for the Strong Force Lifter certification. And then Sunday morning will be Bodyweight 301 in preparation for the Bodyweight certification. Now, we will be hosting the Bodyweight certification in a few months in May with Karen Smith. She's the best. I took the Bodyweight certification in 2017, and it was an eye-opener. It was super helpful, not to, just for like pistol squats and dragon flags, but like actually how to use your core, hollow holds, breathing techniques, irradiation, really important stuff in the world of exercise and powerlifting and weight training. And so that is going to be coached by my mentors and good friends, Maggie Burrows and Annalisa Naldi, just two of the best coaches out there. So if you were in Denver and you want to get your learn on and get strong, then sign up for the classes. We'll have more of those workshops here in the future as well at our gym. We'll have the certifications as well from Strong First here soon. And then we're also hosting a seminar with my buddy Matthew Flaherty on flexible steel. Flexible steel, if you don't know, is a mobility program that anybody can do. In fact, I have a videos on our YouTube channel going through about 10% of them, like the three-way neck stretch, the Egyptians, arm circles, and fist pulls, stuff like that. I do it with every client, every student before every session. And I have since I took the certification 4 or 5 years ago. So we're going to host a certification in July. And then later on that weekend, we're going to have a certification on Indian clubs, which are like those bowling pin looking objects that are really, they were really big 100, 120 years ago. And they haven't gone anywhere. I don't know how to use them yet. Got a lot of them, but I'm going to learn from Matthew Flaherty how to use them. And then in September, I am super excited and honored. We're going to have the coach of all coaches, the man, the myth, the legend, Brett Jones at our gym to teach his iron cardio. So that is open to the public as well. And yeah, we're open to the public in general. Like if you're in Denver and you want to swing by and get a session in or get a workout in, or just come by and say hi and meet Ryan and meet me and meet Clay and Devin, all their engagement riders that are coaches there, always swing by. Just ping me beforehand, make sure the gym's open. Okay, I think I have enough of your attention. I think I've got you caught up on the reviews, the OMA event, the Beacon Bash, upcoming Strong First seminars and certifications. And on a personal note, we're going to be changing the Engagement Studio in about 2 weeks. My wife and I are building a home and we'll be moving in on March 22nd, about 2 weeks from now, 2.5 weeks. So be a new and improved Engagement Studio. Got some really cool lighting and some new techniques I'm going to employ to hopefully increase the quality of the videos for all of you. And yeah, pretty exciting stuff happening over there. And so with that in mind, I apologize for not getting back to a lot of the comments on YouTube. It's been a little busy packing and jumping through hoops, make that all happen. But I'll be back on track here in a few weeks. And I appreciate all of you for the support over the years and being part of the Engagement crew. And also, if there's anything you'd like us to look into, you can always ping me and let me know if something cool popped on your radar and you think it would be good for the audience here. We're happy to work with other companies and go test their stuff out. It's what we do. We have fun out here testing gear for you. All right, Sean Sewell, owner and director of Stoke for ingearment.com. And until next time, take care.